since that episode last spring, has it had an impact on your enrollment for the fall?
I don't get that impression. In freshmen that we've talked to and parents of freshmen who are incoming, that didn't seem to play a role. I think people looked at it as we just got a little bit unlucky here in the spring, and it doesn't seem to play a role in the school itself, because I think people know the quality of the education here. They know that when they come here, they're going to get a caring, nurturing environment. So I don't think that episode really played a role in enrollment.
I'm just curious, Pat, how you might characterize the feelings of the parents, the students, and the faculty. Fearful, cautious, anxious, unconcerned?
Learned. I think we went through a situation together, and I have to say that when the Department of Health followed up with a survey about what we did here and who got sick and what they did with medical care, we had a tremendous outpouring of parental support, and I think the people within the school also stepped up to keep everything going in terms of the academic work for the students. So there was the most positive thing that could have come out of a negative situation was that the community came together and realized that we just got a little bit unlucky, and we have to do the best with it as we could at that point.
I'm just curious, in looking back, in hindsight, is 2020. What you might have learned from the incident last spring, was there anything that you would do differently?
I think if we knew then what we know now, we would have implemented the things that we're going to implement this September. If we knew the swine flu was coming our way, there would have been a great effort on our part to educate people about the aspects of influenza, of the swine flu, and how to prevent it. Also, what to do if you feel ill. If you have a fever and you feel sick, stay home. And we had some students who felt sick, had a fever, and still came to school and still tried to push it. And that's commendable that they want to be in school and they want to learn, but at the same time, it perpetuated the illness within the community and made it worse. So we learned that about the influenza at that time. We also learned that if we do have a number of students come down with these symptoms, to quarantine them. Our nurse's office wasn't big enough to take care of a quarantine at that time. So now we've, in our emergency plan, we have sectioned off a part of our auditorium where we can put those students in and isolate them until we can make contact with their parents and have them come up and pick their child and get medical care. So I think we learned a lot from that experience, and what we learned we are now implementing at this point.
Pat, I sure appreciate your time this afternoon. Anything else that you would like to add or speak to in regards to H1N1?
Well, I just want to say, John, that we do a cleaning during the summer anyway, and the building's spotless when the students come back. And we did the same thing. And when this first hit on the 23rd, that weekend, we spent the money. We brought a crew of our maintenance people in, and they scrubbed down the entire building. So I'd like to say that we're ready to go with the school year. We're prepared, and I'm hoping that the information that we have will help us deal with anything that comes in.